And at best, we ought to orient ourselves, living our own experiences, and at worst, being told by others. And in order for our freedom not to be dismantled by the law, we ought to be part of a remote nature. In our physical and or mental nomadism, we get compact, while in our vegetating, we expand at the expenses of others. And the worldly society creates to destroy, while only the spiritual individual create for eternity. And the more technology evolves, the more power extends its tentacles onto life itself. And within the limits we can, only reviving our nomadic spirits, we can recover our sanity. And by accepting new media paradigms, we ought to accept that we ourselves will be irremediably changed. And this grace affecting others we so much laugh about is soon coming our way. There is no authoritarian resolution to the problems technology is causing, but a return to living according to nature. And at last, we ought to develop our own technique in order to penetrate the technological overlay distancing us from nature. And the only hope for the bourgeoisie is but to extend its sedentary comforts. And what society asks its clerks, it's not hard work, but a lazy overlooking that her rules are not broken. And our fight is not against any alien forces, but against any forces increasing the bourgeois toil onto nature. And terror, at last, should be licit against any illicit forms of colonialisms onto life. And as life gets more regimented, it inherits all the vices that were typical of the barracks. And as patriots, we become ridiculous, but only as anti-nationalists we can gain some pride. And diversity is only a scheme from wealthy countries to share a bit of their capital without feeling too guilty. And we ought to invert the trend of the country becoming the extension of the city, thus not to be affected by its politics. And socialism fighting aristocracy have turned the whole of society aristocratic, thus draining the whole of natural resources. And the problem per se is not adhering to an ideology, but adhering to an organization that deals with such an ideology and does exactly the contrary. And there are always two options, and in order to keep up with our nature, we ought to choose for the one in which our effort is required. And any form of political activism only replaces one form of dominance with another, and it's only up to us as individuals to get rid of it as a whole. And it is always power to choose us and not us to climb up the ladder. And our baptism to radicalism occurs after our creation is either slashed by the conservatives or ignored by the progressists. And one thing is to dress ourselves with an ideology, and another to live it on our own skin. And only by getting loose in nature, our robotic routine get relaxed. And socially we are all pale grass, but only naturally we can blossom into rare flowers. And what we believe as the motive is but a hinder of what it is the actual motive. And the objective should be to remove the political deadlock altogether, rather than creating yet a new political organization. And it is not so much the actual result, but the intensity of our aspiration and how we keep it alive that should count. And paradoxically, it is by being most nomadic in our spirit that our inner nature gets mostly cultivated. Like magnets, we should be attracted to what retains authentic life. And the main issue is that we shouldn't be part of any social theory, but we should be the theory overarching it. And for those who excluded us with their hate, we ought to include ourselves by loving them. And the security that the bourgeoisie thinks of having obtained is but a temporary comfort lasting at the most generation. And so it is that the rich ones want to escape the earth they have polluted, and the poor ones tries to rescue it. And in the end, we ought to find a balance between outsourcing the system and build back our natural autonomy. And it is with the hindering of our personal culture that we can be injected with grand ideological narratives. And if there is no God, there is in fact Mother Nature that will turn against what we are doing against her. And if in a technological paradigm dominated by males there's too much discomfort, in that dominated by females there's too much safety and security. And we ought to be drastic in cutting the umbilical cord still connecting us to a generation of consumers, so that of our recent forefathers. And anything sophisticated ought to be discarded, only keeping the simple complexity of our existences. And all that we define as social order is just but an accumulation of natural disorders to come. And we are only up to judge the style, scorning the actual depth of the message. And humans will be handicapped in their development as long as they don't allow artists to fully express themselves. And if historically humans have learned to transform light from darkness, and recently light from light, they certainly haven't learned to transform light from darkness. And in the modern age, with all the intellectual pesticides, we ought to bear some extra spiritual protections. And luxury is private resources lying unused with the sole purpose of being private. And no matter how small and weak a society is, one never gets through the vanity of its gatekeepers. And only our exposure to the wild can determine our differences. And modern societies have become better and better at hiding the effects of being loyal to them while wars that curing them. And the perfect mirror of a society is its commercial outlet. And the radical frugality in the end will make the system collapse, yet will rescue our nature. And socialism is just a modernization of ancient ideas, and thus it ought to be rewinded. And we need institutions in the first place. Society has destroyed the natural fabric to assist us. And the biggest waste of our natural time is working for a technological system. And as the social apparatus evolves, it needs to become more and more alien and against nature in order to regenerate itself. And there is nothing worse than applying our primitive attitudes onto our technological life and vice versa. And the more powerful machines replace our work, the more it becomes more difficult to realize it in autonomy. And in the end, every civilization ought to live up every single stage of the technological progress with the baptism of blood.